Perhaps you've heard of the story of Zacchaeus. The Bible says he sought to see who Jesus was. I remember the time when God began to deal with my heart and I began to seek to see who Jesus was. You know what? I find there are many people today that are hurting, that are lonely, that are desperate, and they're searching. And I pray that we give them Jesus.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
If you have your Bible and would like to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 19, I'm going to be dealing with a man by the name of Zacchaeus. That's right, Zacchaeus. Perhaps you've heard of him before. And in Luke 19, verse 1, it says, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho." Praise God that Jesus passed through Jericho. I thank God that he passed through my life, that Jesus saved my soul, and I've never been the same. Jesus passed through Jericho. "Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich." Well, the reason he was rich is because he was robbing the people. He was taking advantage of the people. If they owed a dollar, well, he would take $2 and he'd pocket a dollar for himself. "And he sought to see who Jesus was." I like that. My friend, the most important thing you can ever do in your life is to seek to see who Jesus is. Hallelujah. And thank God that Zacchaeus did that. But he could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he was a short man. He wasn't very tall, and the crowd kept him from seeing Jesus. And my friend, there are going to be obstacles in your life that are going to try to keep you from seeing the Lord. But don't allow anything. Don't allow anything the devil might put in your way to keep you from seeing Jesus. And so he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. In other words, Zacchaeus found a way to see Jesus. It says, "For he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.' And so he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, 'He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.'" They didn't like that too well. "Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.'" So what do we see here? We see the fruit of repentance. He's going to make it right. Verse 9, "And Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham.'" And I would just like to deal with this story of Zacchaeus for a few moments here today. In verse 10, Jesus said this, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Well, the question I have is, who is Zacchaeus? Well, the Bible says he's a tax collector. He's a chief tax collector. And people back then despised tax collectors. In fact, we find that Zacchaeus gained his money dishonestly. He cheated the people. We know this is true. He was a cheat, a crook, if you will, a liar, a deceiver. All of this is true. In other words, he was a sinner. But my friend, that's who Jesus came for. That's right, sinners. People like you and I that need forgiveness. No matter how good we are, our goodness is not good enough. And we need Jesus, my friend. You need Jesus. I need the Lord. Every person ever born needs Christ. But Zacchaeus, Jesus came for him. Who was he? Well, he was a sinner, wasn't he? But Jesus came for souls, to win the lost. Beloved, let me just say this. This must be the heart and the soul of every child of God. If we lose the passion for souls, then we have lost the passion of Christ. Well, what was Zacchaeus? Well, he was a tax collector. He was a cheat, a liar, a deceiver. He took advantage of good people. He was a crook. All of this is true. But Jesus saw something past all of that.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.